And that's one of the things that I do admire about your particular world, is the fact that you are giving a great contribution to the world. And, you know, Stephen, most people don't really think of their work as being a provider or actually offering a contribution, but that's where passion comes from.
Yeah.
And, like, I look forward to come, you know, there are days, you know, everybody has days they're like, oh, man, I have to go to work. But for the most part, I love what I do, and I know that I am making a difference. And when you love what you do, and by the way, there's a little secret to loving what you do, and that is constantly reminding yourself of what are the positive points on it. You know, what you focus on expands. So if you focus on that you love what you do and how you're contributing and you love dealing with people and you love teaching kids and you just love what you do, it's going to just ooze out of you. And there's a universal law called like attracts like.
Yeah.
And when you are in that kind of passionate state of mind, what you do is you attract people to you. When you're in the, oh, wow, we don't have enough clients and you know, my classes aren't filled up and I'm not sure how we're going to pay the rent, and you start woeing yourself, you actually repel potential people signing up. You repel the prosperity that could come to you.
Oh, that's exactly right. And people don't realize how powerful that is, that attitude determines that things are going to get worse, not better.
Right. Well, everything is physics in life. If you really get down to it, everything is physics. And that whole thing about like attracts like. So what you focus on expands. So on an average day, a person has to ask themselves two or three times a day, what am I focusing on? And the reason for doing that is because you'll find yourself occasionally hanging around people who are focusing on the wrong thing. They're watching the news. They're focusing on, you know, the war overseas, which, by the way, we can't do anything about other than, you know, support and send love and blessings and things like that. But to spend your day worried about stuff like that, whenever you take your mind off your business and focus on the wrong things, it'll take money out of your pocketbook, and it'll also hurt your chance for marketing in your own business.
Well, in all businesses and all careers, and as soon as you start hanging around the guys who are all failing, and now spending your time masterminding with other failures.
Exactly.
Which is what most people do. You know, it's the classic at work hanging around the crowd pitching at the water cooler, but in martial arts it's hanging around all the other guys who have a school with 50 or 100 students that are, you know, grossing $10,000-$12,000 a month. The more you hang out with that, the more social proof you have that failure is okay and that that's the norm.
Well, that's very well put, the more social proof that you have that failure's okay. I really like that. I'm writing that down.
There you go.
And that's true, and it's an unconscious thing. And we all want to be liked. So often what we do is we lower our standards with the people that we're around just to be accepted by them.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, Stephen, but when I was really poor, I had more friends.
Yes.
Because people liked you being poor.
Yeah.
And when I became very successful, I noticed that some people dropped off, but that was really a blessing because those people weren't really my friends.
Well,
those people were just acquaintances.
And even within family circles, an awful lot of the people who never have figured out and are unwilling to make a good living attribute it to all types of things other than your hard work and quest for knowledge.
And while we're talking about it, and I know you can probably appreciate this, even though you and I haven't had this conversation, please do not expect your relatives and your families to understand you as an entrepreneur.
No, or to support you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because they just don't. They don't. And here's the secret why. They don't have the references in their brain. They've never had to live by their wits and their intelligence and their marketing. They've had jobs that have supported them. So they haven't even developed that part of their brain or their spirit. And so when they see you and you becoming more and more successful, they'll say, oh, you were very lucky.
Oh.
And, you know, luck has the truth is we create our own luck.
Yeah.
And that is created by how open-minded we are and how much we invest in ourselves. And one of the things that I always tell business owners, the difference between corporate people and entrepreneurs is corporate people will rarely buy a book for themselves or an educational CD or DVD and sit down and take the time to learn anything.
Yep.
They don't feel pressure to do that.
No, no. Going back to what you just said, two true stories. When I started my schools here, you know, it's been many years ago now, 1983, you know, I did research, and at the time I was living, you know, just north of you in Washington, D.C., spent a year at Library of Congress and putting together research and put together a 200-page business plan. And then my martial arts instructors, who were good friends and supportive, looked at it all and said, well, I guess you can go play karate for a couple of years and then get a real job. And, you know, I had no money and moved to Denver with $10,000 that my parents loaned me and opened five schools in 18 months and built a million-dollar company in 2 years. And all the support I could get from anybody else who were my martial arts teachers and mentors were, well, you can go play with that for a while and then you can get a career.
Right.
I remember the you interviewed Gene Landrum recently. I remember the story about his mother.
Right,
his
go
mother
get a job.
Restaurant. Yeah, when are you going to get a real job?
He had like 15 books and made millions of dollars, and it's like, when are you going to go get a real job?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's sitting in Chuck E. Cheese going, oh, yeah, this is fun, but when are you going to go get a real job? Just amazing.
Well, I know I just finished two books, and, you know, I just recently a holiday, and I remember it didn't even occur to me until after I'd left the holiday that nobody even asked me about the books or anything, because it's sort of like, well, that's what Lee does.
Yeah.
You know, we're the family. We don't quite understand her and what she does. And, you know, so they don't even ask.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it just shows how out of touch most people are with that. And it's the feedback that karate school owners get is they get the wife and the parents and everybody saying, why are you playing with this? You know, when are you going to get a real job? And, you know, and the net income on one of these things, even on a single location, can be, heck, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 a year, more than probably everybody else in the family put together is making, but they'll never see it that way.